Did I hear Momo growl?
That's Momo.
You there?
I'm here. I think I'm here. Taylor, am I here?
Yeah, you're there.
I'm here.
What's going on, Momo?
How are you?
Everything is good. Happy New Year's.
You too. I'm in the studio. It's like watching the... Wow, this is a replay. Lakers,
you're
Memphis.
Watching a replay.
I'm like, oh, watching a replay. Yeah. That was a while ago.
So, Momo, how were the holidays for you? What did you do? What was the big thing? I haven't heard because I didn't hear you on with Sedona. What'd you do? What was the holidays like?
I did a whole lot of nothing, which was actually really fun because I just hung with my kid the whole time. And for all the parents out there, you know what I'm talking about. It was raining. We were all stuck indoors, nowhere to go with our kids the whole time. But then I got away for a couple days and went up to Ojai with a girlfriend of mine, and it was raining. So we stayed in the room and watched rom-coms and then drove around in the rain.
Nice getaway. Well, apparently we needed the rain. We're all saying that.
I know.
We needed the rain.
We did. I didn't want to be selfish, but I was like, you know, these are the only 2 days I have.
Yeah.
Come on. Can I get one nice day?
So here's what's pissing me off, okay?
What's pissing you off?
Okay. So this has now happened twice to me. First, I went to see a movie this weekend. I went to see Licorice Pizza, which I thought was really, really good.
That sounds gross, though.
Paul Thomas Anderson, Philip Seymour Hoffman, son. Great movie. If you get a chance to see it, see it.
Licorice Pizza, like black licorice on pizza?
There is no pizza and there is no licorice anywhere in it.
I'm just thrown by the title. Okay.
Yeah, just a name.
Got it.
So anyways, it's before the movie. And I personally don't like it when people talk on the phone in a movie theater.
Oh, that's...
Even before the movie.
That's not okay.
Yeah, even before the movie, I'm like, I understand, you know, hey, I'm in a movie. Can I call you back? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This guy decides not only is he going to make a phone call, but he's going to put it on speakerphone.
Oh, come on.
And he's going to talk into the phone while I hear every single response.
Was it like a work call?
No, it was like a personal call.
Oh, come on.
Something, what's she doing? Whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
But I'm like, I don't like people. When you go into a movie theater, even before the movie.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to talk on the phone, it's like, I'm in a movie. Can I call you back? Yeah. Something. Which is good. Then I'm at the gym yesterday. Same thing effing happens. I'm on the elliptical. Somebody's on a treadmill, right like two spots down from me, and they are talking on the phone on the speaker. And you know, I understand. I talk on the phone with the speaker all the time. Every day I have a call with Greg. I just talk to my mom. You know, when I'm alone, I like to use the speaker feature and not hold it to my ear and all that stuff. But come on.
You know what? I think we might have turned into New York because I remember hearing grievances coming from people in New York about 10 years ago with cell phones.
Right.
People on buses, on subways, talking on the phone like nobody's around and everybody wants to hear your conversation. No.
Yeah,
it's not okay.
Don't do it. I can hear you. And I can hear them.
Yes.
So friggin' annoying.
God,
so
if
you're one of those people, just knock it the hell off, okay?
Yeah. Also, buy some earbuds.
Yeah, earbuds are great. Earbuds, you can have a private conversation where we only have to, and you don't have to talk loud either.
I mean, I've become a convert to AirPods. I'm okay with those.
Oh, they're great. They're the best.
They totally work fine. Initially, I thought I would just lose them all the time, which I do. But I put one of those tiles on it so you can always find them.
Yeah, you can always find it.
But I still like my wired headphones. I still do. And
yeah, I don't like those at all.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Does it make a big difference, though? I mean, if you're using the AirPods and still talking loudly, you just don't hear the other person on the speakerphone.
But you don't have to talk
loudly. I'm still talking.
You don't have to talk
loud.
You
don't have to talk loudly on AirPods.
But you kind of do. Wait, I mean, people do it anyway.
Are you the speakerphone all the time guy? Because like my dad.
Pretty much. Really, the only places I talk on the phone are in my car and at home.
Okay.
I really don't use my phone.
I know. You're not a phone guy.
I'm not a big phone guy. It's like The best way to call me is to text me.
That's right. I've tried to call you a few times, like, hey, let's talk friend to friend about something. You're like,
yeah,
I'm done.
No, just text
I'm
me.
Done for the
just
day.
Just text me. I mean, if it's really important, text me and say, I have something
hey,
I really need to talk to you on the phone about.
Yeah, because there's times we need to talk.
You know? Otherwise, the best time to call me is to text me.
Right.
So, anyways, that was just like my pet peeve.
I get
so.
It. I'm with you on that. We need to start talking about that more so people realize how not cool it is.
Yeah, just rude. Just
very rude.
Completely rude.
Can I ask Momo uh-huh. about the no, more sports guy? You responded to the more sports guy. Like what
I did.
What
I never do that. I never respond to trolls.
I was so excited for you. I was like, yeah. There you
what
go,
did you
Momo.
Say?
All I did was say yes. Like I was like, do you? I think his question was like, so do you think your listeners really want to hear about one brown man? And I was like, yes.
Yes.
But it was. I think you think it's funnier than it actually was because you know I never respond to trolls. So
well,
the fact
the
that
best.
I did, you were like, whoa,
never
you actually
respond.
You entered the fray.
Yeah, Momo.
You know what it was? I think it's all, I wanted to go on a whole, like, you don't get the show, right? Like Dan Le Batard used to do, or Poppy used to say on Dan Le Batard's show. But One Brow Man was one of the greatest bits I have heard on the radio in such a long time. It's so good, Steve. I wanted to extend it. You never replied to me about the makeup artist who, she's like this TikTok star.
Yeah.
300,000 followers on TikTok, okay?
So why do I want to be exposed, when I have one eyebrow, why do I want to be exposed to 300,000 people?
Steve,
like, why,
you have
why
never
is
turned
the number
down,
of followers
You've never turned down
to
some fame. Come on. Take it where you can get it, bud.
Get it where I can?
Yeah, man. You could be, like, known as One Brow Man. I think that, I mean, Greg always makes funny because I always have your back, but I do. You are a real one. You went through with it. Like, I sent her the video of your cutting off the eyebrow, and she was like, oh, my God, he really did it.
Yeah.
He really
now, here's
did
what's
it.
Encouraging about it. What's encouraging about it is I already feel a little stubble there.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, I think it's going to come back.
How does Juan feel about it right now?
Juan is supportive no matter what stupid thing
Juan's
I do.
A good guy.
Well, that's good.
Juan's a good guy.
Like, but he's looking at you and she'd be like, I can't look at you right now, Steve. It's
Steve,
just,
I couldn't look at you.
This isn't working.
I couldn't look
yeah.
at you. When
Turn
when
the lights
you did
off
the live
before
stream.
We do this.
I could say something now that would not be good for my career.
Multiple tweets. Licorice Pizza is a reference to Vinyl Records, was also a Southern California record chain back in the day.
Got it. That makes sense.
It's also slang for an album, Licorice Pizza. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, Licorice Pizza, slang for an old-fashioned LP. If you're a vinyl person and you believe, oh, vinyl sounds better than... You know, digital.
There are people like that. You know,
those people.
I will go to my grave
people.
Saying that soda tastes better in a glass than in any other cup. Like when I have a Mexican Coke or I have like a really good bubbly soda. I love the Mexican Coke. That's like my favorite beverage because they use the different sugar, right?
It's delicious.
It's so good. When I crack open a bottle of that, and you have to get bottles, I have to have it in a glass. If somebody puts it in a plastic cup, I'm like, no. It's not as good that way. I don't know if that's true. I just think it's true. But, you know, I understand the vinyl people.
I don't get it. But I know you, NPR, Snooty, you know, there's like a certain, you guys that live in Los Felix or Silver Lake.
Did you say Los Felix?
Los Felix?
Los Felix or Silver Lake. You guys love
your I know.
Vinyl.
It's kind of like me with the glass, you know?
So, can you believe how good was Sunday? Sunday was just a blast.
Dude, I feel blessed as a sports fan recently. I mean, we had that game, the Raiders, Chargers, the Rams, Niners. That was great. That Pittsburgh game was fun. And then last night, the national championship was great.
Yeah, I turned Second it off in the fourth quarter. I got to be honest.
I think
for at least the time being, and I was glad Georgia won. I like seeing Georgia win. Good for Kirby Smart and that kid. The quarterback kid, Spencer, what's his name?
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson
okay,
Bennett,
you know
yeah.
what? I'll go the other way on that one.
Why?
He's just a very average quarterback with a good story.
But
he didn't win the game.
I feel good for him.
Yeah, I know. I felt good for him that he didn't live the rest of his life regretting that fumble inside the 20.
In fact, Taylor, do me a favor. Go to our daily audio sheet there. Yeah. I've got Stetson Bennett, who's the quarterback for Georgia, went on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
And he was either extremely hungover or still extremely hammered. It was one or the other. And the clip is floating around on Twitter right now. But good for him. Good reason to party. You have it there? Go ahead and hit it, Taylor.
Not many. I've been wondering about. No, not many.
I love that. Yeah, not many.
Yeah.
That was the most Cody Bellinger answer of
it
all.
Was. Yeah, it was Cody.
It was very Cody Bellinger. Not really.
That's a great name, though. His parents did a solid for him. Like when you're thinking
Stetson's
a name,
a solid first name.
I think about that though, because it's like you think of babies. Okay, so I say Daniel to the Y. And some names are cool on an adult, but not necessarily a baby, right? So he'd be in these classes with the other one-year-olds, and some mom would be like, Maverick, come back. I'm like, Maverick? You named your baby Maverick? That doesn't work. I mean, it's going to be cool when he's like 20, but I don't know. Like, Stetson, can you just remember?
Stetson,
come on over here. You little baby. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a cool name now.
By the way, we mention this because he's our buddy and because he's running for Associate Producer of the Year. But Jorge is the latest to come down with COVID.
Oh, I was wondering.
He says symptoms are okay. He's doing fine. But he's out. Unfortunately, he's out for 10 days because of, the 10-day
rule.
Yeah,
the protocols.
Yeah, the protocols. So, but he's doing fine.
Vaccine boosted.
Thankfully, he had the vaccine and the booster. Yeah. So. But he's doing good, but we'll miss him for the next couple of weeks or the next 10 days or something.
Thanks to Taylor and to Laura for filling in for him for the next
Taylor
week
and
a half.
Laura, by the way, at 3 o'clock, what else you need to know? You know,
I like
on
that.
The afternoon show, she does what you need to know.
Yeah.
On our show, when she fills in at 3 o'clock, she's going to do what else you need to know.
So I wonder if she's going to give us the good stuff since we're first.
Right, or if she's going to leave the good stuff for her normal show.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I think she likes us better. She has a chance to be the fox in the hen house right now, right? She's trying to win those votes, the vote for Jorge votes.
Oh, right, she works on both shows. And you know what happened was after... There you go. That's a little my take. You know what happened was, I was really devastated by that 49ers-Rams game on Sunday at SoFi. And I've never raced out of a stadium as fast I raced out of that one. Like, we got to our car long before anybody did.
Yeah.
We zoomed right out of the parking lot. We were home. We were home from SoFi in about 20 minutes.
Did you stay all the way to the end?
The end was the interception.
Right, right.
Because the game ends immediately. And we were just like, Juan was the one. He was just like, I'm out of here. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There was
no reason to wait at that point.
No, it's insult to injury. You're going to sit there and listen to the Niners cheer and all the fans cheering and then sit in traffic for an hour and a half. Ugh, no. Go. Just leave.
And by the way, a lot of people are like, oh, it's the 49ers. It's our house. No, it's not your house. Maybe. It's not your house. It was 50-50.
A
lot of Rams people sold their tickets, which
Why?
I'm disappointed by.
Very,
I don't know.
Very disappointing.
Very disappointed. And I'll also say that was the most opposing fans we saw this year. The 49ers, obviously people.
Yeah, they got a lot of
fans down
here. A
lot of people from San Francisco were not happy up there, so they moved to L.A.
That's a good spin.
Don't you think? A lot of people in San Francisco are like, this town sucks. Let's move to L.A.
That's why there's
so many 49er fans here.
That's one explanation. I think the other is that we didn't have the NFL for 20 years, and the 49ers, like the Raiders, sort of kind of captured some of the SoCal fan base.
Why adopt Frisco?
I know. I agree. I never liked them growing up. Because
as a Rams fan, I hated them growing up.
Yeah, that was a team I disliked. I actively disliked the 49ers, and I always have.
Yeah, I always hated the 49ers because in the 80s in particular, they always whooped our asses.
Yeah.
I was a Rams fan at that point, and the 49ers were so friggin' good.
And outside of Ronnie Lott, I just felt like no one ever got their uniform dirty. Like, they always had those perfectly worn uniforms. They never got hit. Like, didn't it seem like Jerry Rice never even got touched?
Yeah, never got touched. I'll tell you a funny story. So me and Ireland were at the Super Bowl in whatever year in Miami that it was the Chargers and the Niners.
Okay, that was a good.
And we were on the Chargers flagship station. What was that, Taylor? Oh, I thought Taylor gave us the year.
No.
So
it was the Super Bowl 29.
Super Bowl
29. In 1995.
Okay. You know how old I was?
12.
29.
Excellent.
I'm always the exact same age.
Oh, that's
Super
cool.
Bowl. Yeah, yeah. Right. So I'm 56 right now. Super Bowl 56.
Cool.
Is coming up. So there we are. And all week long, we were on the Chargers flagship station. So all week long, we're talking about here's the key to the game, here's the key to the game, blah, blah, blah. And the key to the game was the Chargers just had to throw everything at Jerry Rice and not let Jerry Rice do any damage. Just take him. You can always take one weapon out of the game. Take Jerry Rice out of the game. You know what happened on the first play of the game from scrimmage for San Francisco?
Touchdown to Jerry Rice.
Post pattern Jerry Rice to the end zone, to the house.
Yep.
Always hated the 49ers.
I know. They were too good. They always won.
So I want to ask you coming up, and we'll play a little game, and we can you are a soft core Raiders. I'd say you're a soft core Raiders fan.
I used to be more hardcore, but I've mellowed in my old age.
Yeah, you're soft core, and I don't know what Ireland is. Ireland seems to. I don't know if
he's
Ireland
like PG-13. I mean,
he doesn't really have rooting interests.
I mean, he gets into it, but I mean, like, I have painted my face. You've seen pictures.
I have seen pictures.
And Ireland would never paint his face.
I am embarrassed for you.
No, I'm not embarrassed. It's a badge of honor.
Coming up next for you, I want to ask you this. So where does Stafford, my boy Stafford.
Your boy, okay.
Rank among quarterbacks still alive in the NFC?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Where does he rank among quarterbacks still alive in the NFC? We'll do that coming up next for you. Plus, this crazy sucker has got 40 reptiles living in his house. Do you know this story?
Is it Dwight Howard?
No, it's not Dwight Howard. It's somebody kind of famous. We got that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for John. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I got a tweet from Carlo B. Did you ever end up telling that guy to stop talking on his phone in the movie theater? I would have been pissed. I was.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to be. I guess I just don't have it in me to be that guy.
I think that's a really good question because there's been times where I have, but I don't do it on like the first offense. It's got to be like I'll be passive aggressive about it first. Like, I'll kind of say like, man, somebody's talking on their phone really loud.
Like, right.
Oh, I can't even hear the previews. I'll say it like that, but I'll say it like to no one in particular. You're kind of like out loud or as if I'm talking to my friend, whoever I went with. But at some point you do have to say something.
I go to a movie theater, the Landmark in West LA, which a lot of older people go to.
Oh yeah. The older people, they don't care.
And older people have like no self-awareness, right? The older you get, the less self-aware you become. So this is what I did on one occasion. There was a lady in the middle of the movie texting. Okay. She's in front of me. So I don't want to be mean to a little old lady watching the movie and texting her grandson or whatever it is. So I just did this. I tried to throw my voice, and I went, phone! Phone! And she got it, and she put
her
phone away. Yeah, she got it, and she put her phone away.
See, I was thinking the opposite, that the old people, they don't care about social graces at that point. They'll be like, be quiet over there, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, older people. I don't want to say old. Yeah, old.
The older.
People. When my grandma was 80.
Yeah.
First thing I saw her, like I would. Okay, so I would get really lean. I would get leaned out. You know, I'd get to a really good weight.
As you
first
do.
Thing,
up and
first
down.
Thing my grandmother would do would be to pinch my belly and say, "Boy, middle age spread."
I'm like, oh my God!
I just worked really hard on this. My grandma once said to my mom after she had lost a lot of weight, Donna, you'll never be thin.
What?
It's like, what?
Dang. That's cold, man.
Rough.
All right. Should I tell this story or do you want to talk about sports?
No, tell it.
I was debating whether I should
dedicate this to that guy that texted
that guy
on Friday. Yeah.
All right.
More sports, more guests, more calls.
More sports, more guests.
All right. You know how when you're on a plane and people just think that they have free license to fart and do whatever they want?
On a plane?
Oh, yeah.
Farting?
Oh, yeah. You've not experienced this phenomena? People just, they are on the plane and they think nobody can tell. Well, first of all, you won't be able to tell who did it.
Well, you never know who it is.
You
mean
never
they just
can tell.
Like fart directly into
yeah.
the seat.
Oh, yeah, just into the seat.
Just bury it.
So,
bury it.
I think, and also there's like the plane noise, so you can't really hear it, but you'll
can't
smell
hear
it.
Where it came from.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So I was sitting next to this dude, and like, I think one or two farts, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're up in the air. I don't know if it makes you get gas or something, but whatever. That's acceptable. But like, this was the whole flight.
Really?
It just, the whole, I'm like, dude, like, at one point I find
like
this.
Like, you just went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, like, I was like, hey, I smell that, man. Like, that's enough. And I actually, like, confronted the farter. And he,
no,
like,
how do you confront that?
I did. I was like,
what
hey,
do
man.
You say?
I said, hey, I smell that, man. It's getting
no,
gross.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I did. I had,
you said, I smell that, man?
Yes, I smell that, man. And I didn't, like, turn and look him in the eye, but I could tell it was, like, right in my vicinity. It was either my row or the row in front of me, because it was, or the row behind
but,
me. I don't know.
But,
one
okay,
of
but so who did you confront? It was either
yeah, I said
the guy
it out
next
loud.
To you, the row in front of you, or the row behind
so, like,
you.
I said, hey, I smell that, man. It's getting gross. Like you have to
really?
Say something. Yes. Now, nobody raised their hand and said, that was me, sorry.
That was me, sorry.
I honestly don't think I farted in
hey,
2 months.
Hey, 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 Taylor. Taylor.
Good yeah, job, Taylor. Good job.
But,
good
like,
call.
How many farts is too many farts on an airplane? I think you give people, like, a grace period. 2, 3? But when it gets gross, it's like the whole flight. What's going on?
Yeah, you know the other thing
I've
done.
That's super gross, man.
I think plane etiquette's gotten terrible. So, like, there's gross stuff. Like,
yeah.
People don't wear, you don't wear flip-flops on a plane.
No.
There's nothing wrong with flip-flops back in the day. But
flip-flops
now
on
you
a
can't
plane
do it.
Are
now
disgusting.
You can't do it.
I'm
now,
wearing flip-flops right now at the office.
Cause it's
sure.
But I wouldn't do it to a plane. Because
no,
I know
no,
I got to take my shoes off when I go through the security, and that's gross. And then when I'm on the plane, that's gross too. So, yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't even think about putting my seat back down anymore.
You don't do it at all?
I don't do it at all. Mm. By the way, it's only 1 inch. You're basically putting your seat back 1 inch.
It's not that big a deal.
And it's always going to result in somebody being pissed off.
Yeah.
So why do it?
Us tall people really appreciate that.
Yeah. Wow. Stop
I gotta bragging
get used
about
to your,
being tall, Taylor.
I got to get used to your voice. I was like, who just said that?
Not Jorge.
By the way, Momo, just so you know, he mentions it every show, he's
oh, yeah.
tall.
Well, I mean,
hey,
look,
you
if
asked.
I was tall, I would mention it. I'm not tall. I'm very short.
All right. So
you know.
We all saw what happened Sunday at SoFi with Matthew Stafford through 2 interceptions, including. And I went back and looked at this. You know, that last play of the game, the one that ended it, Odell Beckham Jr. was open.
He was.
Stafford just completely underthrew him. And I've seen him do that 2 other times with Odell Beckham Jr. But it raises this as a question. In order to get to the Super Bowl, you've got to play 3 really good games. 3 consecutive really good games. Mm-hmm. And if I look at the quarterbacks that are left in the NFC, and, Momo, I don't know if you have access to this or not, but you can jot him down.
All right.
I think Tom Brady is the best quarterback left in the NFC. Do you agree?
I would agree with that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Aaron Rodgers is sort of 1B.
Yeah, but I'd go with Brady.
I'd go with Brady just yeah. because of his history. Don't you think, Bergman?
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is a better team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to go with the GOAT for the number one. He's won, what, 7 Super Bowls? He's absolutely
yeah.
the number one.
Yeah, I think he's the number one.
Bruce Arians today said it would be a travesty if Tom Brady didn't win the MVP this year.
And you know what? I think Tom Brady's got an excellent case for
he does.
For MVP.
His stats
he led the
are pretty
league
similar.
In touchdowns and yardage.
Yeah.
Also so had a lot of interceptions. So Aaron Rodgers had like 4.
Okay, so that's Tom Brady and then Aaron Rodgers, 1A and 1B. Now, you get to the pack, right? You've basically got Dak, Kyler Murray, Garoppolo, Jalen Hurts, and Stafford. Those 5. Dak, Kyler Murray, Garoppolo,
Jalen Hurts, and Stafford.
All right.
Who do you think the third best quarterback? In other words, if you were drafting a quarterback to play in the playoffs this year, of that group, Dak, Kyler, Garoppolo, Hurts, and Stafford, who would you pick?
Dak.
Dak.
I agree with Momo.
Yeah. You I think Kyler would have been earlier in the season, but they've stumbled here late. So I don't know how much of that's on him and how much of the rest of the team, but he lost. I would put Kyler and Stafford in about the same category. Then probably Jimmy right after that, and Jalen Hurts at the bottom. Even though I like Jalen Hurts, I just think, like, talent-wise, not as good.
Jalen Hurts, super underrated.
Yeah.
No, I mean it.
I don't even know.
Very underrated.
Okay, from a fantasy perspective, right? I mean, he runs it in and puts up some
stats.
Yeah,
I guess that's right. He was my fantasy quarterback. That shades everything, right? Because I had luck with I had no luck with Jalen.
I know. I was
like,
wait, you finished last.
I finished last. I had no luck with Jalen Hurts.
But he is a good fantasy quarterback. I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, but like he got beat out by Tua in college. Tua's not that good either. I think he's fine. Like he can be your quarter. But what happened to the days of winning with your defense? Like Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Like Matt Stafford doesn't have to win them the Super Bowl. He just has to not lose it for him. And in that game, I think he lost it for him in the 49er game.
Yeah, I think he did. He led the league in interceptions. That's the problem. Led the league in interceptions, 17 interceptions. So that's a huge downgrade. Like Dak had 10 picks.
Yeah. And
Matthew Stafford led the league with 17. So you would take Dak third.
I would take Dak third. How about you?
I'm going to go along with Dak at third. Then we're down to Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jalen Hurts, and Stafford.
Kyler, Stafford, or Stafford,
it's
Kyler.
It's basically Kyler
like
or Stafford, right. Yeah.
And Jimmy, like, he had a great second half there, but he's not, I don't know.
He had the one great drive, the drive at the end of regulation.
It depends on what... frustrating. If you're a 49ers fan, you feel the same way about Garoppolo as Rams fans do about Stafford.
Correct.
It depends on what kind of Kyler you get. If you get the Kyler from the beginning of the year when he was making good throws and he was finding open guys, he doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins anymore either, so that's a big loss.
But in fairness, Bergman, if you had the Matthew Stafford from early in the year as opposed to the late season Matthew Stafford, you would want Stafford.
Well, Stafford in the earlier season, I mean, he did play against Tampa Bay, but besides that, it was a bunch of garbage that he was playing and beating for the most part. And then he started to falter way, way more when he started playing later in the season. Kyler is throwing just terrible passes, trying to get on the run too much, not finding the open guy. He's throwing into traffic just like Stafford. Yeah, so that's why they're kind of like the same person.
I would take Stafford over Kyler Murray.
For the receivers?
I would go Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, we're about right. We're about the same ballpark.
So Stafford, like the fourth best quarterback left
middle of the
in
pack.
The NFC.
Middle of the pack.
Yeah, he is middle of the pack. Yeah. He did throw for 41 touchdown passes and almost 5,000 yards. But the 17 interceptions are unforgivable.
He's kind of like Westbrook.
he and Westbrook turning the ball over.
Yeah, and they're unnecessary too.
Yeah, take a couple calls on this. 877-710-ESPN 877-710-ESPN. Also, I have an idea for a special Taco Tuesday bit.
Ooh,
a special Taco Tuesday.
What is this?
Bergman,
Travis
you will
and
tell
Slavo
me.
Show or something?
You will tell me
Taco
I'm
Tuesday?
Not allowed to do it.
I'm but sure I, you're not allowed to do it, I, so don't do
but
it.
I'm going to do it anyway over the objection of Bergman,
no one
who
in the
is
office,
allegedly
so you're all
in
right.
management.
Yeah. You didn't even tell me about this. This is how much you don't want to actually, you want to do this and not let me know.
Let's do
I have
it.
No idea what you're talking about.
So we're doing it.
Let's
we're
do
doing it.
It.
God, can't stop me when I'm on a roll.
Woo. Oh, boy.
We'll do it coming up next. Mason
Live.
Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Okay, so here's my idea. By the way, 877-710-ESPN if you want to jump in on that quarterback conversation or anything, frankly, anything at all. So Momo is in for John. Momo, here's what I'm going to do. Bergman, okay. Here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, no.
I am going to send someone a taco dinner from I'll do it on Grubhub.
Okay.
Wherever you are, I will send out an elite taco dinner.
Nice.
Bergman, not a big deal, right?
Just leave me out of this.
This seems okay, as long as you don't, like, promote where you're sending
it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, no, don't I'm not going to promote where I'm sending it to, no. Well, it'll be, like, Joe and Tahunga, or it'll be one of those.
Yeah, okay.
Fred and Tarzana, or, you know, Steve and Woodland Hills. It'll be something like that, but we're not going to say exactly where the taco dinner's going to go.
Yeah,
you know, Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings, really great people.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's Taco Tuesday.
Never mind. I was thinking
well,
wings.
What do you get? What do you get?
I was thinking about wings. I don't know why. But yeah, no, go ahead.
No, it's Wings Wednesday.
Yeah, Wings Wednesday. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Let's dub it Wings Wednesday. All right. So, but we've got to figure out how to give away. Momo, think that over.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's go to Mark and Ukaipa. Mark, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm calling about the game Sunday, and a lot of people are emphasizing on Stafford, you know, making the picks, or McVay, you know, doing some bad calls, which they were bonehead, but that's not the real reason why we lost that game.
Okay.
You guys have heard of you lose and win games in the trenches.
Yep.
And our offensive line was just getting pushed back.
They got
what, five sacks?
Yep.
You weren't opening up any holes for a running game.
Yep.
Because if you notice, when the Rams do win, they usually give him time to pass, or we get good running game behind, you know, Sonny Michel. And it even goes back to when Goff was there. I remember at an Eagle game, they were just blowing us out up the middle. Goff was fumbling the ball, getting sacked, and we lost the game.
It's true.
It really starts, unless you've got an excellent quarterback that can just scramble and get open, but we don't have that. So we have to do a good job on the line, blocking.
I think on the defensive side, too.
This is a total fair point.
Yep.
And, you know, they were all over Stafford. We could not run the football. I think we averaged Sonny Michel got a fair number of carries, averaged 2 yards per carry. I mean, we were getting nothing at all on the ground. And I'll tell you, the big thing on defense was we just couldn't tackle. Our tackling was terrible. I mean, Elijah Mitchell would hit the line. They'd hold him up a little bit. Then he'd squirt further. You know, he'd wind up with 8 yards on those carries. I mean, they had that one drive where they ran 7 times in a row, and you knew they were going to run, and we still couldn't stop it. So you're right. They did absolutely beat us in the trenches. I think that's totally fair.
I'm against McVay. Is when you've got a pass rush like that, you do short little passes. You know, you take 2 steps and drop the ball. The teams do against us because they know we got a decent pass rush. So they'll take 2 or 3 steps and boom, get the ball rid of it quick. But you got to have those plays ready for teams that play you like that. You can't be sitting back there for 3 or 4 seconds, you know, and getting somebody.
Yeah, and I kept saying as I was watching the game, I kept get that guy, roll him out. Give him a little space. Give him a little time.
Like he used to do with golf. I wish he'd play a little bit more, you know, hands-on like he did golf with him because he needs it. He really does. You know, golf, roll him out, you know, and that kind of stuff. Throw to the running back out of the backfield, you know, like he used to do with Gurley because he's not an Aaron Rodgers. He's not, you know, Brady. He can't, you know, and even Brady. Those guys need a little bit of time. But if you notice Aaron Rodgers, when they're playing a team that's got a pass rush, they get rid of the ball quick. They've got
And yet there are flashes, right? Like he was – I think it was 14 for 14 in the second half of the Baltimore game, 7 for 7 in the fourth quarter, and led that drive. Like, there are moments I look at Matthew Stafford and say, damn, he's good. But there are times when he is just, he's making incomprehensibly bad plays. Hey, Mark, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate hearing from Rams fans. 877-710-ESPN. I still go back and I look at that sequence at the end of the first half, Momo, and I'm not sure how you were
yeah,
watching the game close.
Of course, yeah.
If you look at the end of the first half, it sounds stupid, but I think we sort of lost the game.
Yeah.
At the end of the first half, on third and one, not running the football, throwing it instead, and letting them build some momentum with a field goal. And then at the end of regulation, I'm sorry. I've heard Kirk Morrison argue this. I've heard a lot of people argue this. Running the ball three times,
yep,
straight at the line, and kicking the ball away was not an aggressive way to win. You could have kept them off the field with one first down. Give me a little dink, a little dunk. Find Cooper Kupp on a little slant or a wide receiver screen or whatever it is, but you don't have to run the ball three times and just kick the ball away. It was almost like conceding. Don't concede. Be aggressive.
Okay, but does that reflect a trust or lack of trust in Stafford?
Or does it is it like analytics?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
If we kick it away, there's a 92 yeah, point something chance that San Francisco doesn't score a touchdown or whatever that is. You know, sometimes you got to throw analytics out. By the way, Brandon Staley, sometimes you got to throw analytics out.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Nick Saban last night? The analytics people must have been going crazy with all those field goals.
Yeah, all those field goals.
Fourth and one, fourth and goal, field goal. 26-yard field goal.
Did you see, I actually saw an Austin, or I get press releases from the Chargers. I actually got a press release from yesterday, the media meeting with the Chargers players.
Ooh, how'd that
and
go?
What Austin Eckler said directly about what that Raiders guy told him.
What'd he say?
I will tell you. Oh. Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, Momo's here.
Yeah.
In for John Ireland. So we talked a lot yesterday about the end of the Raiders-Chargers game, which was a fascinating game. And, you know, a nail-biter from the perspective of, are they going to tie or are they not going to tie? And a lot of people saw the conversation that happened between Austin Eckler and his high school friend, who was the Raiders' long snapper, Trent. It's S-I-E-G, Trent Sieg. I don't know my long snappers as well as I
that's
should.
That's all right.
And here's what Austin Eckler said yesterday about his conversation with Trent Sieg after the game. And a lot of people have seen this. People were DMing me on Instagram, players around the league. They were just like, what was that conversation? He was just like, man, we were thinking about taking a knee.
Wow.
That's directly from Eckler.
Wow.
So the timeout.
Brutal.
You know, my take on it, though, was they were going to run a play anyway. So there's 4 seconds left on the play clock when Brandon Staley calls the timeout. Raiders were lined up for a play. They were going to run a play. And I assume it was a running play. Then the Brandon Staley made those defensive adjustments. Then they go back. They run maybe the same play for all we know. Josh Jacobs gets 10 yards on it because the Chargers couldn't stop him. And they set up for a field goal, use the timeout, and burn the timeout. I'm not sure that the Staley timeout is as big a deal as everybody made it out to be.
I mean, yes and no. So I was, like, obviously glued to the TV watching everything. And when he called timeout, I initially was like, is he trying to save enough time so they can get the ball back or something? Is that what he's doing? And then later on, somebody pointed out on, I think it was Twitter or something, that they had like the wrong package in there, or they had 10 men on the field and there might've been something open. Like there might've been something uncovered.
We definitely changed personnel.
Right. So if they're going to run a play, and it was probably going to be a run, but let's say you had the wrong package in there. What if it was a big run? I mean, the danger wasn't just them getting a first down. The danger, at least on the Raiders' side, was kicking that field goal. All kinds of things could happen. Like, if he kicks that field goal and there's a bad snap, there's a blocked kick. I mean, that could go really
bad for them.
But don't
you think they knew that if they tied that game, they were going to go
to
Kansas City?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
I'm sure they knew
that.
That
was the matchup. If they tied that game, they were going to KC.
Right.
Which I think is just a slaughter.
Yeah, they don't want that. And I also think, like, you have to make it look good. So, on the one hand, you know, if you end up in a tie and you end up, let's say the Raiders wouldn't have been able to move the ball at all. Let's say they get the ball and it's the first down, 1 yard gain, second down, 1 yard gain. Now it's third and eight. You don't really want to have a dangerous passing play that could turn into a pick six or something, right? So that's the scenario where I would have said, okay, just run it two more times or kneel down and take the tie. But they were moving the ball, and when you have a chance to win, you have to keep trying to win. You have to make it look good. You have to. It's like that's where you're tempting the football gods if you don't play it out the right way. And I don't know. I was nervous when Carlson was kicking the field goal because I was worried about all the things that could have gone wrong. But on the other hand, it's like, yes, I literally turned to Nevin and I said, I was like, Nevin, Al Davis wants us to kick this field goal.
Yeah, I mean, Al Davis, I mean, the whole slogan
just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
Let's go. No fear. Let's go. Like, when they had a chance to win, you have to try to win. So, I know the timeout looked really stupid and all that, but they had a chance to win. You have to try for it.
Yeah, you got to try for
it. It's against the football gods.
Do you think that Passaccia guy's got a chance to get the job?
Maybe. I mean, look, I like Brian Flores. Oh, Miami coach is good.
Brian Flores is a good coach. Yeah. I think Mike Florio, I think, said that, reported that Mark Davis is hell-bent on Jim Harbaugh.
You ain't going to get an argument from me.
I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say hell-bent, but he said Harbaugh. That is his
That's my guy,
focus.
Man. That's my guy. That's okay. I'm good with that. It was hard for me when he went to the 49ers because, like, he's the original. He's the guy that turned Stanford around.
Oh, right. He's your Stanford guy. Sure.
Oh, man. And I was on the field when we were, like, the worst team ever, and then they beat Cal, and that was the beginning of our turnaround. Like, we had a horrible year. We had this coach named Buddy Tevens, who was as bad as that sounds. And they won like one or two games. And then at the end, the next year, they were still kind of bad because they had the bad recruits. But you could tell Harbaugh was turning it around. And we beat Cal in the big game. And Harbaugh, we all stormed the field. We never do that. Stanford people don't go on the field because we might get arrested. And we don't want that on our record, right? And
on
a permanent record. We're just like total wusses. And
that's amazing.
It's totally true. And we're on the field, and I'm like, I'm on the field. I've never been on the field before.
A degree from Stanford and a disturbing the peace.
I know.
Charge.
I know, but we couldn't believe that we won the game. Like, Cal was really good, and we cost them a bowl game, and it was Harbaugh. And that was the beginning of the turnaround. And then we started going to BCS games, and I was like, oh, Harbaugh, you're a made man for Stanford. So
you would be happy with him at the Raiders?
Oh, it's like he's born to be a Raider coach.
So you're a soft core Raiders. I would call you a soft core Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to be more, but yeah. Like,
Bergman,
I don't.
What's your, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hardcore are you?
9?
No, you are not.
Yeah. Why am I not? I watch every single game. I follow them. I just don't
talk your face guy. You're not a crazy
you
rabid
don't tailgate.
Fan.
Okay, no, I don't. Well, I don't go to the games because I can't go to the games.
Are
okay.
you
I would
with the
go.
Raiders the way I am with the Rams?
Yes, very
no,
much so. If
not
I could
even
go.
Close.
Why? I watch
I'm
every single
game. I'm way more a
Rams
game.
Fan
than you are a
Raiders
fan.
How is that? Why do you
Whose
think
house?
That?
Rams house. Come on.
Because you go to the games, that makes you more of a fan than
okay.
I am?
Wait, here's the litmus
yes.
test. Greg
yes
Bergman.
Yes is the answer.
When you walk through the parking lot at the Raiders game, do you feel like, hey, these are my people and I want to join in this tailgate? Or are you trying to walk very quickly so you don't get beat up?
I would join in with all of them. Absolutely. Okay. Now, if I had my daughter, I might not.
I don't believe you.
No, if I have my daughter with
like,
me, I'm
even
definitely
me who's
not.
Like Raider fan through and through, I'm like, ooh. I'm,
you don't have to believe me. I love
like
the tailgate, and I would do all that
I
stuff,
I would like
but
to tailgate, too,
me.
But like, I don't think it's quite my scene.
9 is you're in the black hole.
Yes.
I would go in the black hole, absolutely. I would dress up and go in the black hole if I could.
I believe that. I believe
you would.
You
would dress up and
yeah.
go in the black hole.
Yeah,
I believe
absolutely.
You would dress up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just want to see you dressed up then.
But that just
I mean,
means you're soft core. You're
in.
Not hardcore. Hardcore is like those guys who get on the Harley Davidsons and drive up and down to Vegas every week.
Okay,
that's
then
hardcore.
What is it?
Mason, what are you then? Like, what if you say you're a hardcore? Are you if you're a hardcore? What is the difference? Are you going to every single game?
I'm at every game.
Yeah, you have the means to do that.
I stand on every third down. It's a rule. I stand on every third down, no matter what. I don't care who's behind me. I'm standing on every third down.
Okay. It's like get mad at people that stand.
I'm making noise. Woo 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 woo! I'm making noise on every third down.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm part of the Ramily. If you follow my Twitter timeline, you know how Rams I am. If I follow your Twitter timeline, I know how pistachios you are.
It's true. But, like, okay, would you call me a hardcore Dodger fan?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I don't go to every Dodger game.
No,
but
no.
When I do,
but you do and you talk about the Dodgers a lot.
Right. We don't talk about the Raiders enough on this show for me to talk about the Raiders. And John
always
goes,
like, shot.
Well, and John always likes to say, like, I'm the only Raider fan here. I'm like,
yeah,
all right,
John,
okay, wait.
John
let's do this. Let's play how hardcore are you? Greg, can you name five players on the Raiders offense right now?
On the Raiders offense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's Derek Carr. It's Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs. They also have what's his name? It's I'm blanking
this
on his
going
name
so
right
good.
Now. He was with the Rams earlier this year.
Oh, he's doing so well,
right,
isn't he, Mace?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's also Hunter
okay.
Renfro. Hunter
there you
Renfro.
Go. There's one. There's four.
Right. I mean, the offensive line has changed.
I think we've made our point.
Yeah. Mace, whatever. Can you name five Rams starters?
Oh, we talk about them every day.
Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson.
There you go.
Odell Beckham Jr. Andrew Whitworth. Matthew Stafford, Sony Michel.
There you
Cam
go. Okay,
Akers.
Okay. We made the point.
No, I can go all day on that. So I think I made my actually Bergman, that was embarrassing.
It was bad.
Right, I'm not saying I could do better. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the dividing line, right? Like, can you do you like we I know a couple guys on the
Zay Jones.
Okay, well, now you're getting them, but
well, yeah, no, I mean, I have to just think about it. Like, you're putting me on the spot where I have to think about it. Like, I know most
but
of the guys.
But if you're a hardcore fan,
yeah, you'd
it should
be able
be
to
really
do it.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Whatever.
I watch
take
every
the
game.
L.
Well, Kenyon Drake's not even playing right now. He's on the IR. See,
take
I know
the
that.
L.
There you go. There you go.
See, if you want to start naming off guys, I can tell you all about it.
Look, I thought offense would be easier for you. I was going to say defense. That would have been way harder.
No, I have Max Crosby is the best player on the defense.
There you go. There's one.
Yep.
Ngakwe, really,
two.
Really good. KJ Wright came over from Seattle a couple years ago.
Okay,
he's
three.
Playing pretty well.
Yeah, let's go let's Rams. Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Leonard Floyd, Von Miller,
Jonathan
Jordan
Abrams,
Fuller,
hurt.
Troy Reader.
We also lost a bunch of guys this year.
Taylor Rapp,
all right.
Dante Dion.
I think
I named the whole defense.
Like, Greg, I think you're more than me because you watch all the games. I kind of like tune in and out. Like, I get them on Red Zone all the time, right? And if they're on, I'll try to watch. But
oh no, I watch.
I gotta be honest. I can't sit for a whole game anymore. I have the toddler this right now. It's like impossible. I mean, we trade off, but there's certain games that you can't. Like the late night game was great. Like I just was like, you're going to bed early tonight, kid. I need to watch the second half. Put him down. Like, you're going to bed at 8.
That's why you need your kid to be 10.
I know.
And take care of themselves.
When he gets a little bit older, I'll be able to watch all the games again.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of babies, yeah. I actually have a great babies bit.
Oh, okay.
I was working on this because I knew you were going to be on. I've got a great babies bit.
All right.
Also, how am I going to give away taco dinner?
Well, are you going to do it to, like, the best caller, or are you going to do it trivia? What's the...
What do you think, Bergman? Best caller?
Yeah, we can do best caller, or okay, you can. I mean, you can do lie of the day right now. I mean, just start now.
Why don't we do huge call of the day? I don't think
huge call of the day.
Why don't we do huge call of the day? Because that is fresh.
Yeah,
nobody's done it.
Ever.
I think that's it.
Huge call of the day, sponsored by One Brow Man.
Yes. One Brow Man.
Okay, so if you're the huge call of the day, you win taco dinner from me.
Yeah, from One
I'll
Brow.
I'll send
Man.
It right out to you.
Got to lean into this.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. All right, coming up next for you, the baby bit. I've been working on this for Momo.
Thanks.
It is a great baby bit, and you are going to love it. And Daniel, I think, will be part of the Mason and Ireland family.
Ooh.
We'll find out.
Okay.